You can't depend on yourself spiritually, physically, nor spiritually. You can't save yourself. Amen. 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 You cannot depend on. He says, don't rely on thyself. Don't lean on yourself. Amen. I want you to lean on me. I don't want you to lean on you. I want you to lean. So he gives them a caution because we're made out of clay. Amen. We're people of clay. Amen. Amen. Our emotions are not good to follow. You can't trust your decisions for life and guidance. You can't depend on you to always make the right decision or think you know what to do because you have limited information. You're not omniscient. We are not omniscient. We don't know everything. So how can we want to be in charge? We've never lived life before, and we can't trust making decisions out of emotions because sometimes our emotions are misleading. I may feel a certain way that's not even true. Have I got a witness? I may be thinking something that's not true. Amen. That's why we say you can't believe everything you think. Have I got a witness? Just because you think it don't make it so. I think they talking about me. I think that this is going to happen. I think that's going to happen. I'm sitting here thinking. I'm living by the seat of my pants. I'm flying the plane by my thoughts. They're not confirmed. They're just in my head. And I can go through life doing what I think ought to be done. Well, you know, I think ought to become, I ought to do this with them. I think I ought to go over there. I think. No. You can't live by your thoughts. You can't rely on you. You can't be trusted physically. You may be in the hospital tomorrow. You can't. You may have a mental breakdown. You're not trustworthy. You're not able. Amen. To foot the bill. You better trust in the Lord. And by the way, don't trust in people either, by the way. Let me throw that in parenthetically. You ever been let down? Huh? Have you ever been let down? I'm just asking a question. Amen. Psalms 118, 8 and 9. Amen. You can't trust people. Amen. You can't trust humans. Humans are not to be trusted. The Bible tells us that you cannot put your trust in man. Psalms 118, 8 said, don't put your trust in man. You don't put your confidence in man. Have I got a witness? You can't do it. Psalms lets us know that you can't do it because it'll be a mistake to trust in man. Have I got a witness? You can't put your confidence in man. You can't put your confidence in him. You can't put your trust in humans. Amen. I may say, well, I don't trust God. I'll trust somebody else. I trust the counselor. I trust this person. I trust. And they may have their place, but the bottom line is, amen. But you can't really depend on people. You can't lean on them. Amen. Amen. They might let you fall. They may let you down. The Bible tells us you can't lean on kings or presidents. Psalms 118:9. A lot of people just said, but we get the right person in office. And you know what you found out? They're all politicians. Have got them in there. Lord have mercy. You're just wasting your time. Amen. Have I got a witness? And some of y'all get a close friend. You think you can trust your friend. But Michael said, no, don't do that either. Hold him up. Michael 7:5 said, don't you put your trust in a friend. Matter of fact, it says something that I really don't like, Bruce. I ain't going to say I don't like it. It scared me a little bit. It said, you can't even put your trust in your best friend. And it said, you can't even trust your wife. One translation said, you can't even trust your spouse. How bad would that be to think that you... It said, Michael says... He said, you can't even trust... Amen. You can't trust a friend. You can't trust someone that is a close friend. You can't trust your best friend. You can't trust them as a guide. You can't really trust nobody made out of flesh, because we all got clay feet. Have I got a witness? We'll disappoint you. We'll let you down. Don't put your trust in people. That's what the word says. You can't trust your humans. You can't trust your homie. Have I got a witness? You can't trust yourself. Have I got a witness? You know what the Bible says about a man who trusts himself? Proverbs 28:26 says a man who trusts himself is a fool. Have you got a witness? A man who trusts in himself is a fool. I know you think you got it and you're smart and that you got a high IQ and you bet the best and the brightest, but you can't trust you either. I didn't say it. The Bible says that a man in Proverbs 28:26 who trusts in himself is a fool. Oh, no, I can't even trust me. I can't trust myself. Have I got a witness? I can't do it. Amen. I can't trust. The Bible says that you cannot trust humans. You cannot trust your homies. You cannot trust himself. You can't trust horses. Amen. That's what the Bible says in Psalms 20:7. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. That means they got their trust in the military. If the United States got they, do they trust in God? They got on their name. They got on the money. In God we trust. But they may be trusting in horses and chariots. Amen. Israel was told not to multiply horses. The kings were told not to multiply horses. Have I got a witness? Deuteronomy 17:16. It said, don't multiply horses. Don't put your trust in your military. Have I got a witness? Amen. Don't multiply horses. Amen. Israel could not. That's why he told Joshua on one occasion that when he captured the city, he said, I want you to cripple their horses, and I want you to, have I got a witness, burn the chariots. Because I don't want you saving it, and it's because you're going to think you're going to become a strong nation because now you got horses. I want you to learn how to follow me and trust in me. I don't want you to learn how to trust in horses. Trust in your military, because I got a big military. Have I got a witness? I'm safe and secure because we got the biggest bomb. We got the baddest guns. We got the baddest jets. Have I got a witness? If you're not careful, you'll start trusting in yourself. You'll start trusting in horses. Amen. Can't trust in horses. God fights our battles. If you win the battle, it won't be because you had to strongest horses. Have I got a witness? No, we got to trust in God. I don't need to hold y'all more than to tell you, but some folk want you to lean on them. Amen. But you can't really trust in man. Have I got a witness? And it's painful. God put out a love song a long time ago, said, lean on me. I think it was Bill Withers. Yeah, there's some of y'all out there. Amen. Lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll help you carry on. It won't be long. I started to write. To life on a knee. Somebody. Now they said you could call them, but I guarantee you they were watching the call ID. You ever call anybody and they didn't answer? Folk know when to answer. You ever had somebody with a friend that they didn't answer? They said, call on me. Ain't nobody answer. Didn't see it. Fact of the matter is, I don't need to hold you all day, but the truth is that you just can't lean on people. Have I got a witness? Amen. Some trust in horses. Some trust in. So he want to give you this warning. Slow down. You can't trust in. You can't rely on folk with clay feet. Have I got a witness? The Bible says, and Eugene Peterson says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Have we got a win? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understandings. Don't try to figure things out on your own. Are you trying to figure things out on your own? He said, well, I don't need nobody's help. I got this one. I can figure it out all by myself. Have I got a witness? That is a mistake. Trust the Lord with all your heart. I'm wholeheartedly trusting in the Lord. And I'm not going to try to figure it out on my own. Amen. So we have God's wisdom that we can draw on, which is really God's word. Have we got a witness? And he warns us not to trust in people, but to trust in God. Have we got a witness? And that's important, amen, because some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. And they were told not to multiply horses to themselves. The kings were not supposed to put a lot of trust in themselves. Have I got a witness? The Bible says, trust in the Lord, and lean not to thine own. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. He won't disappoint you. Amen. Eugene Peterson says, listen for God's voice in everything you do. Listen for it. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Are you doing it? Have I got a witness? Are you doing it? Are you listening for God's voice in everything you do? Or did you do that? I made that decision. I decided to do that. That was me who did that. Limited knowledge. Finite. And I made the decisions. And I'm living by my own decisions. And you see what has gotten you. Amen. And don't complain about the choices you make. You may be married to one you made, but it says a lot about your choices. If you're complaining about it, that means you must not make good choices. I mean, a lot of folks complain about their own choices. You know what I mean? You picked that car. You bought it. You did it. You were in charge. And that's why the Bible says that listen for God's voice. Now, the thing is, if you know the word of God, then you got the voice of God. He's talking right here. God said, trust. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. You got to trust the Lord. You can't trust people. They'll hurt you. Folk will hurt you. People will hurt you. Parents will hurt you. Husbands will hurt you. Children will hurt you. Co-workers will hurt you. Folk in the office will hurt you. Politicians will hurt you. Sometimes even the police will hurt you. Amen. I guess what I'm saying is you really can't trust. Trust God. Trust God. He said, put all your trust in God. Now, the other folk, I'm not saying disrespect them. I'm not saying don't appreciate them. But ultimately, you can't lean on them. you can't lean on them. You cannot lean on it for support. Here we got a witness. Because they'll disappoint you. They're disappointing. They're fickle. We are fickle. But he said the safe way out is to trust God. Trust God. Trust God's way. Trust God's will. And that's really what it's talking about. Because as you study the Bible, what you find out is that you really study the will of God for your life. How do I know the will of God for my life? How do I know the will of God for me in 2020? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing for what I was made to do? Amen. And you'll know if you are using the gift God gave you. Amen. He called you to do something. I may say he called me to preach. You may doubt that. But But you got to be doing what he called you to do. And that's his will for your life. Now, life gets confusing. You can't figure everything out. Life can be difficult. There are a lot of gray areas. What you have to understand is that God ain't called you to figure out the gray areas. God only wants you, God only gives you direction for the major areas. And when you do the major areas, then the gray areas will clear up. Have we got a witness? You have to trust in the Lord. Oh, yeah, that's what we got to do. And to do that, you got to be committed to his way. Trust in the Lord. Lean not in all thy ways. Acknowledge him. That means I'm committed to putting him first. Have I got a witness? Do you put God first in all your ways? In all your decisions? The big things. Amen. We'll make the small things come in play. I'm committed. And when I'm committed to God, then everything works like it should. I trust God, and I'm committed to God. Because you see, when I think about that, God begins to provide and gives me what I need to go through life. He began to make things clear. The truth of the matter is that this young man is challenged to trust wisdom literature. Do you trust it? Do you trust the Bible, or you just carry it around? See, you just carrying it around if you're not doing what it says. You see, that's why folk don't follow God. They don't trust him. That's why folk don't do what God says do. God says, I want you to do this. God says, I want you to do that. God says, I want you to. Amen. See, I may say I love the Lord, but I really don't trust God. Because if I did, I would be following. I would be obedient. Obedience requires trust. You're not obeying God when God said do something. God said become a Christian. God says come to church. God says do this, do that. God says give me your life. He may say give me some of your money. Amen. That's where a lot of folk really get off. That's why folk can't tithe, because they don't trust God. I ain't got enough to tithe. You mean you're not putting God first? I'm not committed to putting him first. I'm not committed to studying the word, because I don't have time to study the word. That means I'm not putting God first. I'm putting him second. I'm saying I'll get to him when I can. Well, I'm running out of time. The truth of the matter is, when I think about this, God lets us know what we need to do. And what I want you to understand is that once there is a knowledge of God's word, once there's a knowledge of his word, then he says, once there's a knowledge of his word, he says, I will direct your path. You acknowledge me. You have so gotten yourself into the word so strongly, you acknowledge me so much until you got my word in your heart. And because you did that, I'm going to direct your path, because I'm going to direct you in a broad sense. I'm going to direct your path. Because when you get ready to do something, you're going to think about the word that I put in your heart. And you're going to say, knowing God, he will want me to do this. Now, those details you can't figure out. But as I said earlier, God will show you. He said, well, what about the things God does not show me in 2020? Well, God gave you a brain for some things. You can't do the supernatural. But this is the answer. If I told you to go to Dallas, I said, my will for you is to you to go to Dallas. Now, I need to get some gas. Now, Chevron's gas is $2.19. Exxon's gas is $2.19. Shell's gas is $2.31. But it's, Lord, I'm trying to figure out which gas station to go to. All I want you to know is I want you to go to Dallas. That's what I want. You see, God does not answer detailed decisions. He answers destiny decisions. You got to ask bigger questions. Don't ask God small questions. If you do a lot of big things, then the little questions will be easy. I know I got to get to Dallas. That's all he told me. The major issues. This is basically how I want you to live. This is basically how I want you to do this. God give us laws. He gives us social laws. He give us moral laws. He give us judicial laws. He give us dietary laws. He give us sanitary laws. When you read Leviticus, Jesus gave us all kind of laws. And he gives you the major things. And he's not going to come along and point out every little detail along the way. You say, well, which car should I drive? God said, I want you to go to Dallas. You can pick out the car. You drive, I don't know which car you're going. I'm going to tell you you're going to Dallas. So a lot of folk are hung up on, should I do this or should I do that? No, but you need to be asking, am I in God's will? If I am in God's will, where God wants me to be, I don't have to ask him. Now, those little bitty things will clear up. Those little things will clear up when you're walking in his will. Now, it's one thing about it. You're not confused about what you're supposed to do. Amen. You're not confused about what you're supposed to do. The major thing God wants, anything God ain't told you specifically, that's something you can figure out. And it will be figured out when you do the major things. When you get to know his word good enough, the little thing will clear up. Because the little things will clear up on their own because they're guided by the big things. And I didn't make that plain, but the truth of the matter is God says that I want you to acknowledge me. It's my will for you to do certain things, and those things in my word are clear. The details on how you're going to get there are really clear, because when you know what I need done, you'll find out that all of them can help you reach the goal I want. So don't make me spend time talking about small decisions, because when you make the big decision, you find out when I made the big decision, it covered the small decisions. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, the fact of the matter is that we got to trust him, don't we? The Amplified Version says it this way: in all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain. Things will clear up your path. Yes, God wants me to do this. God has given me direction. And so therefore, he's going to make plain my path. And I began to receive guidance, because that's what a GPS does. Think about him in all your ways, and he will guide you on the right path. So what we got to do is to know God's word good enough to get the basics programmed in our system. And then the little bitty thing that we have, attach them to something big. Something that he has said. And you'll find out that when I find out what God's major decisions are for my life, fundamentals for my life, then the details will come into place. Have I got a witness? God is a good God. So we got to trust God. We got to trust God. We got to be obedient to God. We got to trust him in our tithing. We got to trust God in our living. We got to trust God in our giving. We got to trust God And when he says no, I've got to trust God. We got to trust God in the direction that we take. When we don't understand what's going on in our lives, we've got to find those promises of God in the Word. And we've got to live toward those promises. And when I do that, then all these other things will be cleared up. I've just got to trust him. It's God's will for you to be saved. Isn't it God's will for you to be saved? But you know, a lot of folk are not going to get saved. You know, they're not going to get saved. And they're going to spend eternity in hell for when they could have made a 60-second prayer to get them into heaven. But they're going to spend eternity, billions of years, somewhere that 60 seconds could have changed. All I had to do was say, Lord, I trust you with all mine heart. I trust in your word, your wisdom. I receive the warning that I should stay away from certain things. And when I do that, I see God's way or God's will for my life. Are you living in God's will? Do you relive? Are you going to accept God's instructions? Are you just going to live the way you want to live? Have I got a witness? Here's about... Father, we thank you now for this word. We thank you. You said that we ought to trust in you with all of our heart. There may be somebody today who has not given their heart to you. We know, Lord, that's the first step, the big things. When I make the big decisions, the small ones will clear up. And they will get in line with the big one. But I need to be saved. I need to be obeying you with the gift you've given me. I need to be serving you. I need to be faithful. The things you've thrown out there for me, that I should be married, that I should be a hard worker, that I should be a Christian, that I should serve in your church. The things that you have told me, the fundamentals of life that you have made clear. Today I embrace them. I seek you with all my heart. Seek you first, the kingdom of God. And all these other things will be taken care of. If there's somebody that don't know you today, help them to hate evil and to love good. To reject wrong and receive right. Break our hearts right now. Help us to say yes to you. In Jesus' name, there's somebody that needs a church home.